Yo, what is going on, guys? Meiruns Axe here. Welcome back to my channel. Today's video, we're going to talk about Beyblade Axe final chapter of season 2. Yes, season 2 of Beyblade Axe is already over. It's crazy to me because, like, I don't really care about anime and manga that much until I don't even realize that season 2 is already over, which is kind of crazy. Alright, so before I start talking about the last chapter of Beyblade Axe Season 2, let's talk about the main plot of Season 2. The main plot of Season 2 is literally just like, we have a Shiroboshi school. Shiroboshi school is a school of, for bladers, and Shiroboshi school also provide or like they create this some sort of technique called Shiroboshi Dragon, Shiroboshi's Ryu, something like that. It's some sort of technique from Beyblade anime like that. And Tenka here, we have a new character here, which is, her name is Tenka, and her mission is just like, she want to beat her mother, because her mother, which is Omega Shiroboshi, claimed that Shiroboshi school is weak. So it's kind of like that, okay? And in order to meet her mother is literally just to, you know, climb the X tower, because, you know, her mother team, which is Team Zodiac, is pretty much the top of the tower now. So what she needs to do is just, you know, climb the X tower to meet her mother. So what she going to do in this season is like, she will join Team Persona, because she believes that Team Persona will carry Tenka, will carry her to meet her mother. Which is, that's it. That's the, what, why is so loud? Okay, which is, that's the main plot, okay? Let me simplify it. We have a new character named Tenka and her mother Omega Shiroboshi. Omega just left Shiroboshi school because she claimed that Shiroboshi school is weak, and her mother create a team, which is Team Zodiac. And Team Zodiac is actually the top of tower. So what Tenka need to do here, she need to join Team Persona, because Team Persona is a really powerful team, and she want Team Persona to carry her to meet her mother, to beat her mother. But she like that. That's the main plot. That's the main plot. Remember that. Okay. So let's start with the last chapter of Beyblade Axe Season 2. So it's actually started with Kamen Axe actually got banned from competing, okay? Which is because of Drain Brave, I believe. I believe it because then Drain Brave is unregistered. They kind of like that. I'm not really too understand about this banned stuff. And they actually have a Team Persona actually come up with this idea of bringing Exu Cross, which is the unmasked, the real identity of Kamen X. Okay, and Malty here is she cosplaying as Kamen X, so they, it looks like Kamen X and Exu Cross is a different person. So honestly, when I think again, okay, I feel like this plot is literally really useless, to be honest, because if they didn't make this banning Kamen X stuff, I feel like the story will be the same. But when I think again, I feel like they kind of just want to remove Malty for this plot, for this story a little bit, for this final battle, to be honest. Like, if we have Malty versus like the Serpius guy, or just Lance, Rance, whatever his name, Perseus guy, Malty might win. So they kind of like remove Malty from this final battle. They want Bird to battle, kind of like that. I don't know. Like, sometimes I feel like this plot of banning Kamen X is kind of useless. But anyway, let's go to the battle real quick. So again, we now in the team, we don't have Malty, we don't have Kamen X, but we have Bird, Exu Kurosu, and Tenka Shiroboshi. So the battle start with the Exu versus Mirian, I believe his name, the Serbian guy. And Exu Kurosu literally just kill the bear. Like, he just win. Like, I believe he just one shot Serbian flame using grand sword, like literally grand sword. Like, what the heck? Okay. And then we have Bird versus, I believe his name, Lance. Roji Rance, something like that, the Perseus guy. So we have Hellsweeper versus Dark Perseus, Perseus Dark, and he actually end up tie, which is okay. Bird did something here. If it's not winning, he's not win, but his tie is something new, I can say. I mean, yeah, whatever. And then we have Omega Shiraboshi versus Tenka Shiraboshi. Finally, the main plot of the story happened, and I must say the battle was amazing. Okay, even on the manga, the battle was amazing. I can't wait to see how the studio, the anime studio, will animate, will adapt this battle. I hope they're doing a really good job because the battle was super epic. Love to see that. Love to see it in anime. And yeah, and it actually ended up Tenka lose to her mother, which is kind of like unsatisfying, to be honest, because the main plot of this season is like Tenka want to beat her mother, and for some reason her mother actually beat her. It's kind of like that. So it's so kind of like disappointed, and like I'm not too disappointed, but it's just not satisfying. Okay, and then we actually have like one more battle, because it end up tied like 1-1, Team Persona 1, Team Zodiac 1, kind of like that. So 1-1, they need to have like a tiebreaker. So instead of like rematch, Shiraboshi's family, like we have daughter versus mother again, but Tenka just pull up this kind of sort of speech like, well, I will win as a team, so X across beat here, kind of like that. So it's just like that. Like, I mean, it's cool speech, like, okay, I beat you because I have a team, and because and you just think of and you just think of yourself, kind of like that. So it's cool, but at the same time it's kind of mad, to be honest, because come on, like, the main story here, we want Tenka beat her mother. Because they actually end up coming X beat Omega Shiraboshi. Yeah, with Grand Sword. And we didn't get a full battle. Grand Sword literally beat Pegasus Blast off camera. So, like, they literally skip everything, all the battle between Grand Sword versus Pegasus Blast, Omega versus X Crosser. They just keep everything and just, you know, show out that Team Persona finally did it. They get the X Tower trophy, kind of like that. So yeah, it's just really unsatisfying. Okay, it's super underwhelming, honestly. Like, it feels like, I mean, yes, the antagonist finally got destroyed, finally beaten, but it's so empty because the main plot of this season is Tenka. Okay, the daughter want to beat her mother, and the daughter just lose to her mother. Okay, Omega beat Tenka. And Tenka's just like, oh, okay, Kusukurasu beat her, and Kusukurasu did it. Hey, the big villain, the big bad guy, the bad woman, the antagonist got defeated. Yay. It's so nothing. Like, it feels so empty. Like, it's just so empty. Like, what's the point of season 2 really is? Like, it's just so empty. Like, come on, guys. Even we get all screen win. Like, bro, the biggest moment of Team Persona is Omega versus X Crosser, but they just cut it up. Bro, I really hope anime doing really good job. I really hope anime make a full battle between Pegasus Blast versus Dragon Sword. Please, anime, please do it. And we need it. We need it. All right. So let's talk about the overall of season 2. manga, basically. Manga. Okay. Season 2 manga, it feels like they're finishing season 1 homework. Let me tell you why. So we actually got introduced for, again, a new character, which is Tenka Shiraboshi. And I might say she literally just a ChatGPT for group assignment. Like, seriously. There's a lot of season 1 thing from season 2. That's why I say season 2 feels like they're finishing season 1 homework. Okay, so first we have Sheriff, okay, the owner of Black Shell. Okay, they like elaborate this character by giving him Shelter Drake. So this guy have more story going on with him. Even though anime already did it, they make this guy Sheru, the Black Shell user, feel important, which I'm not gonna lie, I like this character because how anime elaborate this character, but for some reason they decided to elaborate more on this character in manga. And not only that, the other thing is Malty finally beat her sister Shiguru, which again, it really feels like this is the finishing season one homework, yeah, which I must say is okay, but at the same time I feel like kind of okay, kind of just like, yeah. And then the other thing is like I feel like they elaborate more on Chrome Ryugu, because you know in season one manga Chrome is like he was there, but the only time he shined is just when the final chapter or second final chapter, kind of like that, which is like this season they kind of like elaborate more for Chrome Ryugu. And then we have Bird Kazami. In this season we finally have a character which is Tenka again, to pretty much motivate him, because if you guys recall, okay, pretty much most of the team persona, when Bird lose, team persona just like, it's fine Bird, you still can win, it's fine Bird, let me carry this one, it's fine Bird, you will need more training. But Tenka just like, bro, you sucks man, just quit, kind of like that. Okay, it's not her basically, but it's kind of like what Tenka doing here, which is kind of like trash talk to Bird for Bird, so Bird can like motivate to become stronger, kind of like that. So again, it literally just feel like season two finishing season one. Well, of course there will they have the new character introduction, obviously that's the thing that they need to do, they always do, they need to do, right? Because they, you know, introduce new character, introduce new bait, we understand that, but most of it really feels like they're finishing season one homework. So yeah, that's it honestly. So I kind of want to give some idea, or even though it's already end, but let me try to fix this. Okay, so I think it will be a good idea if they make one chapter of Tenka, okay, of like seriously, what if we have one chapter that actually elaborate more on Tenka, okay, like my idea is like, what if we have one chapter of Tenka training with X-Cross or Kamen X, okay, and in that training like Tenka actually learn something new from X-Cross, so she like can, you know, become stronger because X-Cross, you know, taught him something like that, you know what I mean, you know. So we have like character building there, so we have, you know, a lot of build for Tenka, because the thing about this season is like it's a lack of character building. Well, like seriously, Tenka is literally the main character for this season, but we didn't get a lot of, I mean yes, we did get a lot of her, but we didn't get more of her. Like in this season she literally just like, oh, I'm strong, I don't need training at all, I just want to meet my mother, man, I just want to beat my mother, I don't really care about the other character, yeah, I don't really care, kind of like that. It's just so damn, I mean yeah, she's strong later, but she needs something to beat her mother, like she will, you know what I mean, you know, she, yeah, whatever, like kind of like I think it's a good idea we have one chapter of Tenka learn something new from Team Persona that change her, that make her stronger to beat her mother, right? Yeah, one more thing I kind of want to add, like they kind of is a lack of aura farming for our antagonists. Like the, I don't know guys, it's so weird because having antagonists that only shine on the two or three last chapter is kind of crazy to me. Like yeah, we know Omega Shiroboshi was there, but she is not on the chapter, I mean she's just like in one or two panel and they just move for the other character, kind of like that. Like that's the thing about Beyblade season one and season two, actually, like how the antagonist didn't aura farm that much, like compared to Beyblade Burst season 3 Chouzi, how far I literally aura farm from the beginning until the end of Beyblade Burst Chouzi, like how Shu Kurina like evil, like Red Eye, like he appeared in season, sorry, in the middle of season and then until end, so literally aura farming everything. But season 1 and season 2 have the same thing, Okay, have the same thing, which is the antagonists didn't outrun farm that much. I mean, yes, we know they are here and they are the main target. They are the main focus of the story, but didn't feel that way, honestly. Also, what's wrong with Chrome? Like, he have new bay, he have new power, so, but in the end, he just, oh, he used the same move as his bait me. Cool. Yeah, so I really hope Chrome kind of like return in season 3, hopefully. One more thing is like the idea, okay, the idea of you know, in order to meet Omega Shiroboshi, you need to collect 100 star, kind of like that. That's a, such an amazing concept from the writer, okay. But okay, that's an amazing concept from the writer, but they're ruining it, okay. Like, again, there is so many things that they can cook with us with the idea of collect 100 star to meet Omega Shiroboshi, okay. But they ruin it. How they ruin it? Actually, just like, okay, if you win, you get 100 star, just like that. Guys, that is a lot. That's like, they literally cut everything. The journey, the what if, like, it's so weird, like how amazing the concept. The concept make me hype up for season 2 so badly, but they ruining it. Like again, like, if you win, I give you 100 star right away so you can battle Omega Shiroboshi. It's so empty, doesn't feel like good, okay. And yeah, honestly, that's it. I honestly have nothing else to say for season 2. Season 2 feels so, I mean, it's not bad. It's a fun ride, but it's underwhelming. Yeah, underwhelming is the best word to describe season 2. And also not really satisfying. It's just so empty. Like, it's so empty, right? Seriously. Alright, and then we have a sneak peek of season 3, which is going to be, I believe, Valkyrie, right? The antagonist is Valkyrie owner, and she, I believe, is she, is not he, is she, right? Have a cult, have a, like a coming axe cult, like that. Yeah. So I really hope they do a really good job, they fix everything for season 3, because season 3, finally, we finally get out of the axe tower thing, because, you know, season 1 is actually like this side of X Tower. Season 2 is actually this side of X Tower. So we already finished. Like, I'm done with X Tower. X Tower thing is such an amazing concept. I love it so much, but they're ruining it. Like, season 1, the way they just reach to the top is like they have this kind of montage. I mean, yeah, montage kind of makes sense, but they have like this. Like, if Team Persona win, it will exceed to 15th floor. Kind of like that. They do the same thing in season 2, which is, again, if you win, I give you 100 star right away. Like that. They just keeping things. Okay. It feels so rushed. So I really hope season 3, which is the season when we finally get out of that stupid X Tower. I mean, the X Tower is not stupid. Okay. But the way they handle the X Tower is really stupid. Like, we get something good, okay, please. So I can say that's it for this video. This video is already like 19 minutes, so I yapping too much. So thank you guys so much for watching. What do you guys think about season 2? And I really hope anime doing really good job on elaborating on make we care for the character. So thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and share, and respect your parents. Bye.